This meditation is called Loving Kindness for a Loved One, adapted from Chris Germer and Kristen Neff's Mindful Self-Compassion course. Taking some easy breaths, allowing yourself to settle into a comfortable position. And if you like, placing a hand over your heart or other location that is soothing, as a reminder to bring not only awareness, but loving awareness to our experience and to ourselves. And gently closing your eyes if you have not done so, or lowering your gaze. And in your mind's eye, picturing this room. Scanning the room in your mind and finding your own body. Perhaps welcoming yourself or greeting yourself with an inner smile. Dropping into your body, noticing the physical sensations as they come and go, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Perhaps there's a specific part of your body that's attracting your attention, either some tightness, or perhaps just noticing where you're in contact with the chair or lying down. Readjusting, making yourself feel as comfortable as possible. And then noticing your body breathe. Feeling your whole body breathe in and feeling your whole body breathe out. Noticing the sensations as you breathe in and breathe out. And bringing to mind a person or other living being who naturally makes you smile. Someone with whom you have an easy, uncomplicated relationship. This could be a child, a grandparent, your cat or dog, whomever naturally brings happiness to your heart. If many people or other living beings arise, just choose one. Letting yourself feel what it's like to be in this being's presence. Allowing yourself to enjoy the good company. Create a vivid image of this being in your mind's eye. Noticing how your body feels being in the presence of this loved one. And when you notice your mind has wandered, returning to the image of your loved one and the sensations present in your body in this moment. And now recognize how much this being wishes to be happy and free from suffering, just like you and every other living being. Repeating softly and gently to yourself, feeling the importance of your words. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And when you notice your mind has wandered, returning to the words and the image of your loved one you have in mind, savoring any warm feelings that may arise, taking your time. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And now adding yourself to your circle of goodwill, creating an image of yourself in the presence of your loved one, visualizing you both together. May you and I be well. May you and I be peaceful. May you and I be safe. May you and I live with ease. Or perhaps saying the words, may we be well, may we be peaceful, may we be safe, may we live with ease. May you and I be well, may you and I be peaceful, may you and I be safe. May you and I live with ease. And now letting go of the image of the other, perhaps thanking your loved one before moving on, and letting the full focus of your attention rest directly on yourself. Putting your hand over your heart or elsewhere, feeling the warmth and gentle pressure of your hand, visualizing your whole body in your mind's eye, noticing any stress or uneasiness that may be lingering within, and offering yourself the phrases, may I be well, may I be peaceful, may I be safe, may I live with ease. May I be well, may I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Repeating these phrases over and over, softly to yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I live with ease. And finally, taking a few breaths, letting the meditation go. Just resting quietly in your own body, accepting whatever your experience is, exactly as it is. And whenever you're ready, perhaps on an out-breath, opening your eyes.